you know, through all the years that I have known, I have been held in the shelter of your hand. And as my life unfolds, we see God's sovereign plan unfolding in our lives as well. And isn't that so much to thank God for? For his mercies truly that are new every morning. So anybody want to go ahead and give thanks to God?
I want to thank God that my exams went okay. Not disastrous, but I just want to thank God that he was there with me. I was not feeling, you know, nervous or anything of that sort. During the exam, I could, you know, calmly solve everything that was needed. And yeah.
I just want to thank God. Yesterday, Pooja and I celebrated our 5th year anniversary with such a blessing in life. Having the little one with us, I think it's all God's blessing throughout everything. I just want to thank God for his guidance, for his mercy in our life. Couldn't be more thankful for such a wonderful God.
I just want to thank God for his grace and mercy and his faithfulness to me. It's been 3 weeks I have been unwell, but today I just want to say thank you, Lord, for the new strength you give me each day. And I can literally see it in me. I can see God working in my life. And I just want to thank God for his blessings on me and my children.
So we've just got... We move on to another part of the service now where we've got Vijay with us, who is leaving for Vizag in a couple of days. And Vijay has been with us for several years. And, you know, and that's been the nature of World of Grace, where people have come and then they have been blessed here and moved on. So we want to give Vijay an opportunity to share. She's been a great blessing to us at Word of Grace, has served wonderfully, carried responsibility when it comes to the sound and handling that on a Sunday morning and a couple of other things. But let's over to Vijaya. Vijaya, would you like to share?
Hi, everyone. I'll be here for 2 more days and leaving to Vizag because my family wants me to be there. They're in need of me. So I am leaving. When I first came to Pune, so I was looking for a church, and I think almost 3 weeks I didn't go to any church because I really want to go to a church where I can have more fellowship, not just attend the church and come back. So I was waiting and praying, and one of my friends visited me. And that's where, she asked me if I had gone to church. She had visited me on Sunday. I said, no, I didn't go to any church. I'm looking for a church. Then she asked me, would you like to join my church? I said, yeah, I can join. And she told me, if you like, you can continue. Otherwise, you can look for another church. Then that's where, it happened to me to, come to Word of Grace Church. And I really enjoyed the worship. It was really, great. And then, and I really felt, so warm, the welcoming, because I never had experienced this fellowship, and I had gone to, after I came to, I joined Word of Grace Church 2014 and March it was. And I went to Hyderabad for 1 month. And after I came back, several people came and they were asking me, hi Vijaya, where were you? We were, looking. I was like, how do these people know my name? Because that was because I was going to a church in Hyderabad after 7 years, I hardly know anybody. Because hardly people they interact and all. So that's really attracted me about Word of Grace. The minute we come, people want to, have you over and over. They don't want to leave you. So and also, I had a, opportunity to serve, serving team, set up and, clear up. So, and also I met many friends in Word of Grace, church, who is like, closer to brother and sister, because very rare, you find friends like that. So I'm very thankful. And I also thank Colin and Nawaz, who are there to help me, you know, in several things. You know, I really grown spiritually, you know, when I, because there was a time I was really struggling, you know, certain things, but I could able to learn, relearn some things, you know, unlearn some things. So it was great opportunity for me. And also thank, you know, many of you would, you know, stood with me in my difficulty times when I was sick. You know, you sent me food and you blessed me, you know, when I was, especially when my mom was, you know, was in the hospital and she passed away. Many of you stood with me in many ways. I really want to thank you, and I will miss, you know, Pune and definitely Word of Grace. But I'm leaving the place, but I will be attending the service, you know, meetings. So it's not like, you know, I won't see you. I will be seeing you on Zoom. So I'm very glad that there is an online service. Yeah, I really want to thank you all, you know, for your friendship and love, care. Yes, thank you, Colin.
Wonderful. Nawaz, would you like to share something before I pray?
Sure. I think not just me, I speak for many people here that Vijaya has been an amazing friend, a faithful friend. I thank you, Vijaya, for the way you've served. You've served in spite of. It's not so, many can serve because they have spare time, they have spare this, they have spare that, but you served in spite of. I remember you when the first time you came for a life group to our home with Oneida, and there was this shy girl who, you know, didn't really interact, head down, didn't speak. To this transformation, that's just amazing, you know. What I really appreciate about Vijaya is what you see is what you get. No agendas. She speaks honestly. Sometimes it can be a little hard, but it's honest. It's open. You know what you're experiencing. You know, there's not. So sometimes people say things and then they say something else behind your back. I have not known Vijaya to do that. You know, so I thank you for your faithful friendship, Vijaya. I don't want to take too much because I know there are others here, I think, who also need to be given an opportunity to speak, you know. So there are friends that have been closer to her than I am. So I don't think I need to be taking more time. So if there's anyone else who would like to appreciate Vijaya, please do so now before, you know, Colin, before the preach. Come on, Sam.
Shravs. Oh, Sam's doing it.
You know, Alassia is not here. She's at work.
Sam is going to share.
Yes. Okay.
Hi, everyone. I'm Samantha. This is unexpected. I didn't prepare to speak about Vijaya, but yeah. When Vijaya joined the church, I was not here in Pune. I was at my mom's place. I just delivered Ralphie. And all I heard about Vijaya was from Sunit and Shravs. And then after I came, we didn't really have friendship in the beginning. But when Vijaya stayed with me for more than a month, that's when our friendship started. And it grew so much that we became good, close friends. And we've been together in through thick and thin. When I needed, Vijaya was there. When Vijaya needed, we were all there for her. And every time she came home, she would just, it's not like she comes as a guest, but she comes as a family member. So she's always there helping out, you know, being there for Ralphie, spending time with Ralphie. And after Ralphie heard the news that Vijaya is going to leave, he was totally broken and he kept eating my head. Like, how can she leave? It's not fair. It's not right. So I think, yeah, I will miss Vijaya a lot. When I had to share, she was always there. She listened to me. Ralphie will miss Vijaya a lot. Sunit, all of us will miss her. And I just want to tell you, Vijaya, that you've been a great support to me and my family, and you've been a great help. You've been patient with me when I spoke. And when I said something wrong, you corrected me with that freedom. So I really want to thank you and appreciate you for everything that you've done for me in the last many years. I wish you all the best. And I just want to tell you that the distance doesn't matter. We are still there for you. Just one message, one phone call, we are there for you. And we are definitely going to plan to visit you in Vizag. So yeah, we'll see you soon. Thank you. All the best.
Hi, Vijaya. I don't know if you all can hear me.
We can hear you.
Yeah. So I don't know if there are anybody new people over here. I'm Shravanti. I'm Vijaya's friend, best friend. And for me, I think goodbyes are really, really tough for me. Over the period of time, I've learned to get through, but still they're really very, I deeply get hurt for all the goodbyes. So it's very tough for me to speak as well. And especially Vijaya, who has been always there with me since the beginning, like I think since 2014. So, I know her right from the times when I stayed in the hostel and she used to stay in the, you know, the flat where I used to go to her place and stay with her. And now the reverse happened. But still, whatever it is, we still look up to each other for anything. And there were times when she was in really ups and downs, and I myself was really in a lot of ups and downs. And over the period of time, we never know that whether we'll be there together or not. We didn't bother about all those things, but she's always there. And I was always there, no matter what situation it is or what. Is it just going out and chilling out and just having pani puri to the deepest trouble we have? But we are there with each other. And sometimes she just stays on the road with the window open towards the road. And I just pass through the road and I just say hi and just go. And whenever she's sleeping, I still wake her up and just say hello and just move from there. Sometimes she's irritated also. But still, I make sure that I just say hello and just go pass from that road, even if we don't meet during the pandemic, which has happened. So it's really tough for me to even imagine that she is not around this place. And for many other youngsters or the young children, young people, I mean, I'm young, but a little more young girls whom I often see, when I see them, you know, being more educated also, even having good communication skills, they still lack a lot of confidence in them. I always point towards Vijaya and I show it to them. Just look at her. The one thing she has in her life, the biggest asset she has is the confidence she has within her. This confidence, of course, was brought through God and the trust she always keeps in Jesus. So that's the biggest asset. But the way she carries out her attitude, no matter what she speaks, whether she is in that similar same environment as hers, or whether she has got great communication skills or not, it doesn't matter. She's really confident about what she is. And I really learned that. And I tell other people also, just look at her and learn. And be the same, Vijaya. Don't lose that. I'm really sure you will keep growing in your life and your career as well. And it's a great thing that she has taken up her career point. Even if it is late, she still took it up. And with the confidence, no matter how slow or fast it is, but you're very determined. And this is the second most thing which anybody can learn from you. So, and very funful. So you're a package of nice things, a lot of strong qualities, and I will miss you a lot. What else I should say? See you in the evening. Bye.
Thank you, Shravanti. As you can see, that Vijaya has made such an impact, and I'm reminded of a verse that says, God places the lonely in families. That's Psalm 68, verse 6. And that is what the Church of Jesus Christ is all about. Taking people who don't know one another, different backgrounds, different everything, but knitting them so closely together that they are family. Isn't that amazing? Yeah. So Vijaya, you will be missed by many people. Yeah, thank you for being so much a part of Word of Grace. She's been part of the leadership team. She's served in so many different ways. And we will miss you, and we wish you all the best. Let's just pray for Vijaya. Stretch out your hands to her. Yeah. Lord, we thank you for Vijaya. We pray for your blessing and favor upon her. Help her to go safely with all her bags and luggage. And we pray for a new life in Vizag. Your plans and purposes for her will be fulfilled. We bless her in Jesus' name. Amen.